Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Unprotected Sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
I need y'all to show a lot of love. Put your hands together right now. Right now. Come on, show him some love. He's from Boston. He's here for y'all tonight. Get up for my man, Corey Rodriguez.
Shut it down. Yeah. LA, what is up?
Let's go. It's going to be dope. We're going to have a good time. It's the summertime, man. It's nice. I think it's beautiful, man. I'm from Boston, and I think it's so lovely. This time of year, everybody tries to cook out. Everyone's like, let's go outside. It's cookout season, right? Be careful, though. Everybody can't fucking cook out, okay? Just because there's a grill, every dude's not like, I'm a chef. They all think they can cook. Some people will kill you, right? Look this up. Food sickness is up in the summer because people are grilling and they can't. Like, one of my friends, I was at his house. He was grilling. He was like, yo, Corey, I'm about to make turkey burgers. How you want your turkey burger cooked? I was like, cook. He was like, nah, I'm saying. He said, nah, I'm saying. I said, nah, I'm saying. If I have to explain that to you, you shouldn't be on the grill. I was at another kid's house, he made 10-minute chicken wings. Impossible, by the way. He didn't pre-cook them, parboil, nothing. 10 minutes, out the package, little feather was still on the fucking wing. No rinse, no vinegar, no lemon, no nothing. Black people know what I'm talking about. Anyways, none of that included. Just right on the grill, 10 minutes. He was like, yo, these wings about to be ready in 10 minutes. Right? And then you ever have a stupid smart friend? My friend Novar is sitting next to me. He's like, I'm gonna fuck them wings up. The wings come out in 10 minutes. Clearly they're raw. I'm looking at the wings. He's trying to eat the wings. As he's trying to break the wings are fighting them back. They're snapping back in place. Every time he tries to rip them, the wings are like, we're not ready. They won't rip. He gets like 5 or 6 wings deep as he's eating these wings. I'm looking at the fucking blood in the wing. I was like, no, if those wings are raw. He goes, oh, why you didn't say something? Blah, blah, blah. He takes a napkin. He starts wiping his tongue. He's like, ah, you should have said something. I'm like, it's too late now. You already swallowed the salmonella. You can't wipe salmonella away. That's like having unprotected sex and being like, I'm just going to wash my dick off in the sink. Don't act like none of you never washed your dick in a sink. You know you done it. That's man 101. That's what they teach you. They're like, if you're ever in a jam, drink cranberry juice and wash your dick off in the sink. I don't just put my dick in anybody's sink all willy-nilly either. I'm not like that. Because you got that hole in the front of the sink, that spider hole. I'm like, fuck that little hole. I don't want any brown recluse coming out and bite my ball, so... I get your hand towel and I lay it over that hole and I put my dick in your sink and I wash it off. When you go in the bathroom, you're like, why are my hand towels wet? I was like, I washed my face twice.
For 3 years, I lived in New York. Loved it. Dopest thing in the world. But then I wanted to start a family. You know what I mean? I didn't want to be the comic who was 50. Like, I want to start a family now, right? I was like, I want to start a family, and I want that family to grow with me as I do what I'm doing. It's more difficult, but I get the pleasures of having the difficult time and the best times while we all grow up together. So that's what I did. I moved back and started a family. And
how many kids do you have?
2 boys.
If you're in a relationship during this shit, you are, if you last it, you're the real deal. If you lasted during this, you are meant to be. You weren't together by choice, you were together by force. And the whole time you're thinking, I want out. Or you were like, this is great. This is the person I love. This is great. You realize shit. I'm usually on the road. I'm a comedian. I'm traveling all the time. I didn't know I was as annoying as I am. I found out from being home too much. I didn't know that when I brush my teeth, I just spit toothpaste all over the mirror. I had no idea that's what I did. Till I was taken by the hand by my girlfriend. She was just like, look, you don't see all this shit on the mirror? Look at all of this. And I was looking at it like, what? It doesn't bother me. I can see through it. It's not a big deal. None of that shit ever bothered me, right? I'm not gonna lie. I've been flossing before. This is some crazy shit. This is some lazy shit. I've been flossing, and I've been like, picking. And you know, you pick and something comes out, and it's like, and it hits the mirror. I've looked at it and been like, I'll get that shit later. Like, why? Why? I could easily just go, skink, skink. I could just wipe it off the mirror. Instead, I gotta come back later, like, and I gotta scrape it off the mirror. I'm arguing about shit that's crazy. She was like, how come when you get out of the shower, why do you make the bath mat so wet? I said, what? Are you arguing with me about the bath mat wetness? She was like, yeah, I don't make it that wet. I said, I'm bigger than you. Maybe I make it wetter. She was like, no, you do that to me on purpose because you know I'm going to pick it up and hang it up. I'm like, I'm not thinking about you. When I'm drying off, it has nothing to do with you. She's like, how come when you get out of the shower, you leave the bath mat in a little ball next to the shower? You leave it there for me. I'm like, I'm not thinking about you. I'm not drying off like, fuck you. Just twist it into a ball. You clean it up. You take care of that bath mat. When somebody is mad at you, everything you do aggravates them. Everything. I can't even breathe. Sometimes I sit down on the couch next to her. I sit down. I'm like, ugh, and I sit down. She's like, why are you sighing? I was like, I'm just breathing. I wasn't sighing. I didn't realize I sighed so much when I sat down everywhere. When I sit down, I go, ugh. That's just what I do. What's wrong? I was like, nothing's wrong. She's like, why are you sighing? I said, God, I'm breathing. She's like, why are you still sighing? I'm like, I'm not sighing. I'm breathing. She's like, you seem like you got a problem. I said, you're going to give me a problem. You're going to create a problem. And you're going to make me fight with you right now. What is the problem? You ever sigh and there really is a problem and she doesn't pick up on it right away? And you have to keep sighing, right? You ever be like, ugh. She's going to what's wrong with you? Nothing. What? You think I'm telling you on the first ask? Get the fuck out of here. I'm difficult. I'm not that easy, right? What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm good. What's your problem? You said we was going to leave the beach yesterday at 7. We stayed there till 9 o'clock. Why would we stay that late? You knew it. I thought you didn't have a problem. You made it come out of me.
I lived with my parents for very early on, maybe for the first 3 or 4 years, and then we ended up going to our grandparents' house. Oh, my mom was probably around 20 when she had me, a little younger when she had my brother. She didn't really split, per se. Like, I wouldn't put it that way. She did leave us with our grandparents. My dad was on drugs for a while, which is why she put us in a better situation based on how things were going. She was in a better situation. But my dad went through that era like many went through. Crack, heroin, all that stuff. And so it just was not good. Not a good situation for my mom. So grew up with my grandparents, and that's my brother and myself.
Hey, y'all. It's them.
It's Jaden.
It's Carly Hansen.
It's Oliver Tree.
What's going on? It's Ian Dior, and we all know Valentine's Day is the most romantic time of the year.
Whatever. My friends and I are about to turn the whole holiday upside down in our new scripted holiday series, Valentine's Day in Hell.
First we spent Halloween in hell.
Now you're invited to be a part of our next musical podcast from our In Hell series.
This time around, the devil is playing games with all of our hearts, trying to ruin our Valentine's Day plans by dragging us down to the depths of hell.
In each episode, you're going to hear new original music from artists like Ian Dior,
Jaden,
Carly Hansen, and me, Fab.
Tune into the Valentine's Day in Hell comedy horror musical podcast.
Subscribe for full episodes, bonus material, and original music. This February, check out Valentine's Day in Hell.
Brought to you by Audio Up and Podcast One. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's when you're cooped up with somebody. When you're cooped up, this shit's crazy. You have subliminal shit that goes on with the cell phone. The cell phone will break you up by itself. There's no worse thing than seeing someone pick up their cell phone and they're next to you and they fucking giggle at it. And you're just looking at them. And when you're in a relationship and you look over and the other person's like, you're like, what? You learn how to hold that fucking giggle in. When you see something funny on your phone, you look, you go, I'll laugh at that later. I'll get my giggles off of this shit a little bit later. I'm not fighting about this funny shit right here. Don't want to explain it. The phone will break you up. Usually during the time you find a movie that you want to watch, right? You know you both find a movie, you're like, oh, we love a movie, right? Most of the time, it's not both of you that have decided on some movie that you love. It's not like, oh, we both love this movie we're going to watch. If you do, if that's your situation, you have a great relationship, okay? But most of the time, one of the people is bringing the movie to the table. Like, hey, I'm talking to my friends and they said this movie's good. Let's check it out. Or I was scrolling through the other day and I saw a good movie. Let's check it out. Now, when you start checking that movie out, the fuck it. Well, here's what happens. You're sitting there with your significant other. You put the movie on that you chose. And then the whole time, you're not even watching the movie. You're watching them not watch the movie. Because they're just sitting there on their phone. And you're just watching them. You're just looking at them. You're like, oh, and you want to say something. But if you're in a relationship long enough, you know, just hold it. You'll get your moment. Just wait. Looking at them, you give them a couple of, right? You give them a couple sighs. They don't respond to the sighs. They're still looking. And the whole time you're watching, you know it's a good shit is happening. And that's when you peek over, you're looking. You're like, oh, you're missing all the good shit. You're missing all the good shit. Look at you. And then finally they look up from their phone. They go, oh, what did they say? What did you just do? And you're like, if you was paying attention, you would have seen what happened. But you was too busy in your phone talking to whoever, right? You always want to know who they're talking to, but you pretend you don't. Whoever you're talking to in the phone, I don't even care. You care. You care. You want to know exactly what's happening in that phone.
When you have someone who was an addict for a parent, you can't rely on anything they say, right? So whatever they say, you begin to rely on the lie, like, oh yeah, this is some bullshit, right? No matter what they say, we're gonna be there, okay, right? You start, if you're a smart enough kid, you start to just be like, they're not coming. And anytime they come, you're like, oh, you showed up. It's like, you know, it's like the kid that is the most improved kid that was getting D's the whole time and he finally handed in his homework. They're like, most improved for the semester.
I wonder sometimes how people, like, I wonder how people stay together for such a long period of time. Like, I think it's awesome, but you just wonder, you have to be so mature. You have to be very mature to be in a relationship. Think about it. I mean, long term, because look, short term, you don't get to see anything for real. And then long term, no guy who has ever gotten with the woman is ever thinking she's gonna be like, ah, come in here, there's no more toilet paper. What? You used all the toilet paper, give me some. Ah! You know I don't like hot wings. Ah! Right? No dude ever thinks that. But when you're in a long term relationship, that's what it is. And you have to just be like, I still love everything. You gotta still act like all that shit's sexy. It's not sexy anymore. You have to be very mature. I wonder how people stay together for so long. My girl used to want to walk everywhere. All she wants to do is walk. Let's walk. Let's walk. Let's walk. All we do is walk. Let's walk around the block. Let's walk. Let's walk around the neighborhood. Let's walk. Let's go to my parents' neighborhood and walk. Let's walk. Let's walk. Let's walk. If I don't want to walk, she acts like I want to break up. You never want to do anything. You don't want to walk? You just want to sit here all day? Yes! She was like, you have to live every day like it's your last. I was like, sometimes I want to die on the couch. I'm just saying, if I ask you to walk and you don't want to walk, I'm fine with it because I feel free. Like if I ask you to walk and you say no, I'm like, cool, now I can talk freely on the phone. I can laugh the way I want to laugh. I'm talking to my boys like, ha ha, no, no. What did he say? What did he say? I don't have her behind me like, what did you say? Why do you laugh like that? I'm like, because he's funny. How am I supposed to laugh when I talk to my friends?
Ha ha, Joe. There's another good one, Joe. Ha ha.
I get in trouble. I call it getting in trouble. You're not really getting in trouble. I get in trouble for not sharing information that I don't care about. She gets mad at me when I don't come home and share shit that I don't even care about. She's like, how come you didn't tell me that your best friend's brother's wife was having a baby? I was like, I forgot. She was like, how do you forget something like that? I was like, because I didn't care. She was like, how do you not care about that? I was like, oh, no, I just really didn't care. I cared in the moment, and then I fucking forgot. That wasn't something to retain. Like, I can't wait to get home and share the baby news. Oh, there's a new baby on the way. My friends don't know shit. When you get to a certain age, your friends don't know shit you do. Think of your three best friends right now. Now, think of one under them. What do they do for work? Where do they work? Have they got promoted lately? Well, if they put it on Facebook and your girl sees it first, she's like, why are you keeping secrets? You're like, it's not a secret. I didn't know that shit. He didn't call everybody like, yo, I got a promotion at the job. Nobody cares when you get to a certain age. All my friends want to surprise you now. We got to a certain age where my friends just show up with surprises. Got a new car. Oh! They just put in the text message, just bought a house. They don't talk about like, we're thinking about it. And they're just like, got a house. I was like, all right. So my girl's like, why you didn't say something? I'm like, I just found out too. I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe she's like that because she shares everything with me. Shit I don't even care about. She's just sharing this shit with me. She's a teacher, so she tells me stuff that like I don't care about. She was like, you know the teacher two doors down from me? I was like, yeah, I don't know the teacher. But I said, yeah, just so I didn't have to go through that back and forth shit. Like, remember she came over that day and she took the Uber over and she had a sister with her? And I'm like, no, I don't remember. Remember her sister got drunk? I'm like, ah, I don't want to play that game. So she said, do you know the teacher two doors down? I said, yes. She said her parents had a timeshare and they couldn't pay for it anymore, so they just got rid of it. I said, what else happened? She said, that's it. I said, that's crazy, right? I didn't think it was crazy, but I know I have to say it's crazy. I have to say something. Because we've been together long enough that I know that's how you end that shit. That's crazy. Unbelievable. None of that shit was crazy to me. I was like, where's the rest of the story? Did it burn down? Did they get bullet holes in the side of the house? What is this? That's it? I don't even know the fucking person.
My grandfather's a barber. We own barbershops all over Massachusetts, all over Boston specifically. I used to shine shoes. I used to sweep the floor. My grandfather would be like, look, you sell this stuff, I give you a percentage of the money. So then he would say, all right, we would go down to North Carolina and we'd get peanuts, 50-pound bags of peanuts. We'd cook them all the time. People like eating peanuts. You come in the barbershop, you come in, you got these fresh roasted peanuts. He said, every other bag, you can keep the money. You sell these peanuts, right? So then all of a sudden, you know, he's creating this shit in you. You know, you're like, I can't wait to do it. Shining shoes. Boom, he's telling me, teaching me how to shine shoes. Don't mess somebody's shoes up. This is what you do. Pop, pop, pop. I'm in there. Popping the rag, shining shoes. But I'm making money. Keep all the tips. Pay me for this so we can keep the supplies in. You know, he was constantly doing stuff like that.
I don't know how they stay together. Sometimes we'll be laying in the bed and she'll take her legs and put them on the tops of my legs. And if I move at any point, she goes, stop moving. I said, well, get off of me. I'm on my side of the bed. I can't move. She didn't like any air under the covers, so she'll tuck my side in real tight and pull them over. So I'm under there like a little sardine all night, like, ha! If any air comes in, she goes, oh, it's cold. I'm like, I can't breathe under this shit. How many comforters and blankets do we have to have on the bed? And what's a duvet? No single straight guy knows what a duvet is. You have to be gay or in a relationship, and you know what a duvet is. And then some random Saturday, she's like, you want to help me change the duvet? It takes 5 minutes. It never takes 5 minutes. After a couple minutes, she's like, you did it wrong. You got to retie your corner. And it takes another 10 minutes to flop that fucking duvet out. All the new relationship dudes are like, what's a duvet? They have no idea. There's a lot of you have no idea. What's a duvet? I have no idea. Just lost right now. Stay together long enough. You'll change your shit. I don't know. It makes you wonder. You know how you know your lady really loves you? Because she asks you everywhere you're going inside the house. Think about it real quick. You ever get up real quick? She goes, where are you going? You go to turn off the lights. Where are you going? To the bathroom. Where are you going? To get something to eat. Oh, I thought you were leaving. Really? You thought I was leaving? It's 3 a.m. I got on tidy whities, flip-flops, and a V-neck t-shirt. It's raining outside. Did you hear any keys jingling? Did you see me get an umbrella? Well, then, I promise I'll be right back to bed. It's like, hurry up, I can't sleep unless you're in the room with me. Hurry up. I see some of you not responding to that. That's because I'm talking about young love. That's when you still touch each other. It's much different. You stay with somebody for a while, it's much different. They're like, I put a pillow in the middle for a reason, right? You want to put your leg on something? Put it on that pillow and get it off of me. Why are your legs so heavy? They feel like tree trunks. You're crushing me with your legs. Get your legs off of me. What's in your legs? You're like, bones are in my legs. Bones. You can't control the weight of my legs. You ever get in trouble for your body temperature? Right? You ever put your arm on your lady? She goes, ugh, why are you so hot? Why are you so hot? Like, because I'm alive. That's why I'm hot. I can't control the temperature of my arms. I'm not in the kitchen like, I'm going to heat this up in the oven and show her what a hot arm feels like during the movie.
So I was working in the shop, and people would always be laughing. I would always be saying funny stuff because I would, you know, I would imitate people, and I would, you know, I just, in the moment, like, I would see somebody coming in the barbershop, I knew how they were going to talk. You know, I knew what their, I knew specific things about people. I know their laugh. Oh, this fucking dude's laugh, right? So I do the laugh before he comes in. You know, there used to be this one guy who came in the barbershop. He would always come in and be like, right? That's how he would laugh, right? It was very distinct. So before he would, well, I would see him coming up, and I'd just be like, and then as soon as he came in, he's like, what's up, everybody? And everyone's dying, right? So it would always be shit like that. Now everybody's laughing. They're all like, oh, man. They're like, how'd you get his laugh down, you know? And then it's almost like that weird positive reinforcement that kicks in, and then you're like, oh, man, I can do that.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe, and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topics, topical topics, and news, and guests, and comedians, and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
My friends call me a germaphobe, but I'm not a germaphobe. I'm like, I'm germ aware, okay? There's a difference. Like, I'm not crippled by germs, but when I see nasty shit, that's when I'm like, ugh, right? Like, you ever be sharing pretzels and nachos with somebody and they do something gross and you're like, oh, that was gross, nope. Like, you ever be sharing pretzels or something and someone's like, oh, these are delicious. So I was talking to Steve, right? And Steve said to me, he was like, anyways, and I'm like, whoa. You just went in that eyeball. You got eyeball juices all over your fingers. What are you doing? They're like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, it's a big deal to me. It's over. I was on this flight, man, coming back from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I was flying back on the flight before everything hit. You ever hear somebody cough and you're like, there's a problem, right? There was a dude sitting behind me, and he was like, right? So you know when you first hear it, you're like, it's okay, he's choking, but he'll live, right? I heard, I said, oh. I started looking at people. Everybody's looking straight ahead like they don't hear it. I said, this is crazy. I said, oh. I slumped down in my seat. I said, whatever's coming at you, I don't want to hit me in the back of the head. What is that? I took the air. I said, point that death that way. Blow that shit backwards. What is that? I started looking at everybody. Everybody had their face in their shirt like, we hear it too. Good luck, right? I said, I need to see what's making that noise. I looked back between the seats, and there was a guy looking right back at me like, I was like, ah! His lips were shaking. You know how hard you got to cough for your lips to shake? You should never see somebody's lips shaking. That shit was gross. It went to my soul. I was like, oh! Things like that bother me. If I'm riding in the car with you on a sunny day and you sneeze and I see all that sneeze Febreze in the air, oh, shit. Roll your window down. Let it out on your side of the car. I don't want to see all that shit in the air like, I'm coming for you. If I go to your house and your bathroom is filthy, say something. Let me know ahead of time. Just tell me you're working on the bathroom or something, right? Because I'm checking your tub. Like, if I go in there and the caulking is all gold and moldy, I'm like, what the fuck is this? All you have to say to me is, I'm renovating the bathroom. And then I don't judge you anymore. But if I go in there and I look, of course I'm checking the medicine cabinet, obviously, right? But I'm over 35. I'm checking the fucking tub, too. I'm like, what's in here? I'm looking in there, looking around. I'm not just looking for dirt. I'm looking at the fixtures like, that's beautiful. Look at this shit. I want to get this for my house. This is detachable. I'm checking it out. If I'm comfortable enough, I'll turn it on and be like, look at this. Water pressure is fucking nice. When you get over 35, you give a shit about water pressure. I never cared about water pressure. I got older. I was like, this is nice. I love it. You start talking to people like, that makes you stay at a hotel. You're like, that hotel has great water pressure. The fuck? I never said stuff like that. If I look in that bathroom and it's dirty, I don't trust. It makes me not trust you. It makes me not trust you like I don't trust people that are missing front teeth. I know that's a weird connection, but stay with me for a second. If you're missing front teeth, you are untrustworthy. Where the fuck are your front teeth? Front teeth are a big deal. If you were at your doctor and your doctor was like, you need some more fiber, you'd be like, you don't have any front fucking teeth. How are you talking to me about fiber? Also, people think I'm being judgy. I'm not judgy. Now look, you need front teeth. Sides and back, fuck it. You don't need those. But the front, you need. There's a lot of judgment with missing front teeth. Imagine you were getting on a flight and the pilot was standing there greeting you. He was like, hey, how you doing? He didn't have any front teeth. You don't care what airline, Grey Bus, Air, Spirit. You'd be like, this is no fucking front teeth on here? Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. This is the representative? What's behind him? You have to at least acknowledge it if you don't have front. You have to be like, I just fell the other day, so I'm getting that fixed. If you say that, we're cool. Don't just talk to me regular missing front fucking teeth. If you meet anybody's boyfriend or girlfriend and missing front teeth, you're like, there's a problem. You could be missing an eye, and you are more accepted than front fucking teeth. All right, whatever. I'm just saying. That's a big deal.
You know, my grandfather's very hard disciplinarian, you know what I mean? So he's like hard-nosed, you know what I mean? He's like, you know I love you because there's a roof over your head. Not like, I love you. Are you okay? You know what I mean? So he just basically was like, I got kicked out one time because, you know, not doing housework, things I was supposed to do, not listening. But I mean, his reactions were much more harsh than the neighborhood that we lived in at the time. It was kind of funny. So I ended up moving in with a friend, you know, his family for like, I don't know, a few months. But I mean, my grandfather is hold fast into what he said, you know. He's like, hey, if you don't abide by my rules, you can't live here. Like, I was paying rent way younger than anybody else.
How,
you know,
old?
I don't know, high school, because I could work at the shop. No, he's very practical and logical. And, like, take care of your business.
Old people got to be stopped at some point, right? No, 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 listen. I don't mean killed or anything. Hold on. I just think they should have to take some kind of test or something before they buy certain electronics, right? Old people don't know how to use shit. You ever be in line behind somebody real old with a cell phone with that stupid default ring on the whole time? They don't even know it's them ringing, right? Skidigingum, get a gingum, get a gingum, gup, gup. Skidigingum, get a gingum, get a gingum, gup, gup. Skidigingum, get a gingum, get a gingum, gup, gup. No, is that my phone? Skidigingum, get a gingum, get a gingum, gup, gup. No, why is it lighting up? Skidigingum, get a gingum. You're like, there's a silent button on the cell phone. Hit the silent button. My grandmother, she's on the phone to people bragging about me using a remote control. Like, ooh, child, you should see Corey use that remote control. The other day, he changed the channel from the other room, right? I'm like, Nana, you could change the channels too if you stop hitting auxiliary and hit the cable button. You could change the channels too. My grandfather's not to use the microwave. Everything he puts in the microwave, he pushes 43-33. I don't care what it is. Pop-Tarts, ramen noodles, 43-33. The other day he came in the kitchen. He was reheating a fish and chip, and he had it in one of those white styrofoam containers, right? He put it in the microwave. He pushed 43-33. I said, this shit's going to be good. At like the 15-minute mark, the container just collapsed. At the 22-minute mark, he came back in the kitchen. He was looking in the microwave. He said, hey, that don't look right. I don't remember putting cheese on that stuff. I said, that's provolone cheese, Grandpa. That's provolone. And I watched him eat every bite of it, too. I don't care. He's got to learn. He knows that's not cheese. He knows that's styrofoam. What kind of cheese you cut? Goes, when you're cutting it. He was putting ketchup and pepper on. I said, you don't hear that cheese squeaking? He said, I thought that was my cell phone ringing. I said, see? Thanks a lot, guys. I'm Corey Rodriguez. Thank you.